What happens when high school students
decide our topics,
ask our questions,
tell our stories,
find our voices?
It's the Face to Face Podcast.
Good afternoon. I am Maichua. Graduation, something I did not think I was able to do after dropping out. I try not to make a big deal about this and think about it too much. But when I think about my pathway through school and what I've gone through to get here, it was a journey that I'm happy to have. Last year, I was embarrassed that I dropped out of school and that I moved on with my life knowing that. It was embarrassing when the topic would bring brought up with others. I thought school no longer served a purpose to me and I had moved forward with my life without it. I tried to focus on things that made me proud and leave the sadness behind. But then the opportunity to come and continue high school opened up for me, and I knew that I had a lot of support from people to go ahead and try. Although I wasn't the best student ever, I knew that I could achieve the goal that I had set for myself. When I came back to graduate, I had to thank Chana for giving me the opportunity, something that I thought I had lost privilege to. I once believed that graduating was not important to me, but now I know that this diploma opened up so many opportunities for me to do things. Chana was such a big supporter in this journey and process for me. I know I probably gave her some flashbacks to the first time I was here at Face to Face. When I didn't show up to school, she would try and call and motivate me to come back to school. She worried about me and checked up on me. And my response to her was completely stop contact from her and drop my enrollment. For her to give me this opportunity again and to support my return and my graduation, this is something I'll never forget. Thank you, Chana. I always thank my sisters, my Z and my Kua. They knew of my decision to drop my enrollment and did not judge me on it. And they were supportive about what I wanted to do with my life. When learning of my re-enrollment, they believed that I can do it and that was possible for me. They never scorned or doubted me. My mom supported me and just wanted me to be happy. I know that she is happy to see me here, and I am happy to do this for her. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Shanice, and I am 19 years old. I was born and raised in St. Paul, Minnesota, and I have three brothers, two older and one younger. I have a lot of bonus families as well that I bonded together with my own spit and grit due to losses of my own family. Life has definitely thrown a lot of obstacles at me during the years of high school, and a lot of people know the biggest struggle of all, COVID. Besides joining face-to-face in order to finish up my credits, I'd say I've had a pretty good high school experience. I went to homecoming games and dances, snowball dances, and prom was okay, and a few b-ball games as well. I also joined choir throughout all my years of high school before transferring, and we also had our own field trips as well, which was kind of cool. Being out of school for a year, then jumping back into this routine with face-to-face to get my diploma has been very difficult and important to me, but it was a lot more difficult than I imagined. But I wasn't going to give up so easily. When I first walked the stage in my old high school, I knew it wasn't true because I had two credits to finish. With how crazy my life has been, I wasn't always focused on getting my diploma because I had so many things to show me how life really was so soon. From deaths to heartbreaks to early life experiences that I probably shouldn't do at such a young age. It put me in a mindset of not caring for a diploma and believing I don't need a sheet of paper to show the world how successful I really am. That mindset sent me to the path where I am today. If I graduated high school on time and kept going on with my life as if nothing happened to me, I would be pretty stuck on my own behind from not being hard-headed on my own education and learning all the lessons that I have learned till this day. Today, I am beyond proud of myself from where I came from and where I started from. I always saw myself as a mature teenager, but now I see myself more mature and more grown up than I ever could imagine myself being. I hear I am a very strong person inside and out, but I also believe that my biggest strength of all is my consideration for people and my kind heart for people, because I always want to help out people in any type of way, and I always look out for others and myself. My plans for my future are already in action, which is to work and save money to get my own place and possibly rent out with a roommate. And once that settles, I'll plan on going to school to study psychology to become a psychologist and pursue my dreams of being a therapist or a counselor. to help people with their mental health issues. I want to be remembered here as a student who came and went. Although I wasn't here for long, I still met some new friends and left a mark on some of the staff around me who helped me cross the line. I want to thank Darius for helping me get back started on my journey of getting my diploma. While it was very last second for me and for everyone else of the staff at Face to Face, they still supported me and still welcomed me in their school. I also want to thank Chana for also reminding me of days that I need to go to school in case I forget, and reminding me to get up on time, and always motivating me as well. I also want to thank the rest of the Face-to-Face Academy staff for getting me where I am today. Even though I probably didn't meet you all, you guys did definitely put this whole school together to get students to where they need to be. If it wasn't for my past experiences, I'd probably be thanking them personally, but I also would like to thank my parents for always being there and supporting me no matter what. And I know that they're up there being proud and cheering for me as I walk across the stage. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Diego, 18 years old, born and raised in St. Paul, just like my sister. She first told me about Face to Face back in fifth grade, and since middle school, I was set on graduating here. Around age 10, my sister took me to a school event with a cool family activity, dunking the teacher. You had to throw a baseball to hit the target and dunk the teacher. I managed to hit the bullseye, and little did I know, that's where I first crossed paths with Darius. Fast forward 8 years, and here I am, graduating from the same place I set my sights on. My time at Face to Face was a blast. I loved those specialty Fridays, going to arcades, Valley Fair, movies, and more. I've come a long way from being a quiet freshman to having some great friends by junior year. School started becoming something I looked forward to, thanks to the awesome people I met here. I'll miss it very much, but it's time to start a new chapter in my life. After graduation, I plan on going to trade school for construction or starting an apprenticeship for the city's park and recreation service. I've been itching for that so-called adult life since my early teens, and now it's finally happening. I know it won't be a cakewalk, but I'm determined. Big thanks to the staff and my fellow classmates for the memories, life lessons, and all the great friendships. Here's to a bright future and all the adventures waiting for me.
Hi, everyone. My name is Melanie, and I'm 20 years old. My hometown is St. Paul, Minnesota. I am currently living with my grandpa, grandma, and one of my uncles right now. When I first got into Face-to-Face Academy, I thought I was not going to get along with anyone. But later on, as I got used to the school, I was able to get along with my teachers and the students. Face-to-Face was the school that I needed to attend because I needed a place with smaller classes and teachers who would be able to give me the attention that I needed. Face-to-Face is way different than the other high schools that I went to. Their school hours are less than other school hours, and I like how it doesn't take the whole day to be at school. Another interesting thing about the school is being able to go on fun trips to places like the arcade, bowling at Penn's, the movies, and also Nickelodeon Universe at the Mall of America. Ever since I started at Face-to-Face, my behavior has been the same. Going to school every day, arriving on time, doing classwork, and engaging in class and learning new things. Some of my strengths that I noticed about myself is being self-motivated and punctual and open to learning new things. My plan after graduation is to keep working and go back to college and try it again. I took a PSEL communication class at Century College last quarter, and I didn't feel like I could be successful. The lectures from the instructor were hard to understand, so I recorded them and listened to them again when I got home, but I still struggled. I decided to withdraw, and I applied to go to work in order to earn money. I learned how tough college is and how it feels to be on your own and be independent. I learned a lot, and I'm willing to try college again in the future. I would like to thank my family and teachers for saying that I can make it happen and that I can do this. And I really did. I am proud of myself that I have finally made it up onto this stage and will be walking out with my high school diploma and starting my next journey. I will be remembered here as a student who was quiet, nice, and a kind person. Others will be also remembering me as always receiving the A Honor Roll Award. This makes me proud and shows that I've always worked hard to accomplish something Thank you, and congratulations to the graduating class of 2023.
Hi, my name is Demyla Harris. I am 17 years old, and I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota. I am the middle child of 11 siblings. I live with both my mom and my dad. My graduation plan for after high school is to attend college for the cosmetology field. I have found my passion in doing hair and makeup, and my strengths are in reading and writing. The most interesting observation I have learned from face-to-face would be the genuine interest the community shows for not only me, but for others as well. I've also discovered that the face-to-face staff will always put your best interest first. My biggest challenge was getting to school on time and staying. I was first introduced to face-to-face through my older brother, who also graduated here. I had some challenges I faced with my other high schools I attended. Yet me and my mom thought it was in my best interest to start fresh here, which turned out to be more than true. My older brother was a true inspiration to me because when I saw him graduate, I knew I could achieve the same possibility. Being here today and graduating with the class of 2023 is more than an honor to me. I feel as if I will be remembered as a student who didn't always show up on time, but when she did, she finished what she started so that she could do all the things that she's always dreamed of. With that being said, I would like to thank the amazing staff members in my family for the support, the encouragement, and the faith they had in me, for making all this possible. Without them, I wouldn't be standing here today. The staff will never know the impact this school has had on me and how it changed my life forever. Thank you all.
Hi, I'm Sam, otherwise known to my family as Sarah. I grew up in Oakdale, Minnesota. I'm 18 years old, and I grew up in a chaotic, loving, and supportive family. I have two older brothers who absolutely love to irritate me. My mom and oldest brother are from Buffalo, New York, and moved to Minnesota to live with our dad, which I'm forever grateful for, because if they never moved here, I would not exist. A small piece of me also resides in Buffalo, as it has had a great impact on who I am as a person. Outside of blood relatives, I have found myself a pretty amazing chosen family of brothers and sisters, who have my back whenever my immediate family can't. Whether we share the same blood or not, will never change the fact that they are my family, and have me when I need them to. So to all of the people who have been there, helped and supported me in my many times of need, with most of those times tending to be me not speaking up about my needs, from the bottom of my rage-filled heart, thank you. I grew up going and begging to leave Catholic school, as a piece of me always felt out of place there, and hence led to me switching schools. The conformative nature of Catholic school partially caused my love for rebelling against authority and society as a whole. It took a lot of convincing to get my family to help me enroll here, but with my brother's help and Anna's, shout out, I managed. Having people who came here more than 10 years ago tell my family that it wouldn't be a good place for me also made me push even harder to enroll. I think something that also helped was the fact that I hid and destroyed the re-enrollment papers for CDH. After starting here, it has been a roller coaster ride with my grades, motivation, mental health, and more. But being a small community has helped immensely. Having the time and space to move at my own pace towards graduation is the best thing that has come from my time at face-to-face. Me and school have never really gotten along. I don't like being told what to do, and teachers take it upon themselves to make that their whole life. On top of all that, there is hardly any room for creativity, which is my main headspace. The worst part of CDH is that the teachers talk at you as if you are less than without giving you the space to mature into a real human being. You have to respect me and my beliefs, but I don't have to respect you and yours. That mentality tells me you do not deserve my respect. That mindset had also caused my final rebellious disagreement of sorts, which caused me to decide against CDH as a school for me. My respect is a privilege, not a right. You earn it. After coming here, most, if not all of the teachers have earned my respect in some regard. They respect me as a human being, and in turn, I respect them. As I still may be the chaotic, irritating being I have always been, I feel as though I am in place, and have come to a point where I can do as I am asked, without feeling as I am being demanded to do such. As I ascend, I plan to work more, make money, possibly get a college education, we'll see about that, and move forward with my life. In some respects, I may not be sure what I want to do or where I want to go with my life, but I do believe I am in a good enough place and have the space in my life to move forward with figuring that out. After I move on, I'm sure I will be remembered as a student who gave all the staff a hard time, made people laugh, and helped people feel more comfortable in a newish place. Honestly, who knows though? I have no idea, nor do I care how anyone else here or anywhere else sees me. Thank you for your time, and feel free to forget everything I have said, so long as you never forget me as a person.
Hello, my name is Demaya McGee, and I am 17 years old. I am the youngest of four girls on my mom's side, and I am also the youngest on my dad's side, having two older brothers. My two oldest sisters are both graduates of face-to-face, so it only made sense that I would follow in their footsteps. It totally wasn't about the money or anything. Now, I was a very oblivious child and never really paid attention to what my older siblings were doing. So the first time I really paid attention to what my oldest sister was doing was when the school was having a family event. I, being only 8 years old and following my mom everywhere she went, was forced to go to. Did it turn out to be fun? Yes, but it was only because I got candy at the end. As the years went on and I entered middle school, I was able to go to more family events where I learned more and more about the school and the staff members. Although nothing tops the times when Darius, our school principal and coordinator, taught me how to deal in blackjack to a bunch of grown people who were also at the family events. That was really fun. Funny enough, I am now one of the student coordinators for the family events and other school-wide activities. When I first started here at Face to Face, I was not the most social person. But through volunteering and student leadership, I have matured into more of a leader. I have also become more outspoken with my ideas and my opinions. I've come to the point where I've learned to calm the chaos in my mind and quiet down. Although I know how to have fun, I also know when I need to chill out and think before I act. After face-to-face, I simply plan on continuing to work, hopefully picking up more hours. I also hope to go back to school one day, as I really want to work in the medical field one day. Leaving today, I hope to be remembered as a student who was always randomly handing out stickers to everyone, simply because I love stickers and I love making people happy. I also want to be known as the student who was always singing some song, as I am never able to shut up, and I always have a song stuck in my head that I need to get out. I would like to thank my mother for always being there for me and always picking me up from school when I was sick. Even though I wasn't sick, I just didn't really want to be there. I would also like to thank my dad for all the advice he's given me over the years, as they've really come to help me and my way of thinking. Lastly, I would like to thank the staff at the school for always making me laugh and always being able to put a smile on my face, even when I'm having a rough day. Finally, I would like to thank everyone who has attended our graduation and everyone who's listened to the Face to Face podcast over the years that I've been on it. Thank you.